This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, August 29th. Well, the good news is the stock market's meandering higher. The bad news is there's no volume at all. So what's happening now is not significant until you get volume. But this is what we get in the summertime, so don't let that alarm you. The big news today is Treasury bond yields are coming down, so that is good news. They're at 4.16 on the 10-year as I speak to you, so that's a good development. The other shocking news that we had is that consumer confidence collapsed in August, okay? Now we have higher mortgage rates, higher gas prices, and that bodes very poorly for continued strong GDP growth. Because consumer spending is basically driving the economy right now. Our manufacturing sector is in a very severe contraction, and that will be confirmed by ISM later this week. So, fascinating times we're in. We did get, Case-Shiller did come out with home prices. They rose in the past month, but year over year they're down. So it'll be interesting if that affects owner's equivalent rent, and something called the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index comes out tomorrow. But if owner's equivalent rent starts to ebb a bit, then inflation will continue to fall well under a 3% annual pace. So interesting times, but it's summertime, folks. So enjoy the summer. Obviously, a lot of people are gearing up for Labor Day. And the main thing I want you to be aware of is that I'll update these podcasts during the significant economic news. So I'll definitely be talking to you later this week, especially after that manufacturing report. Obviously, there's just a lot of uncertainty and unrest out there. It looks like the UAW is going to go on strike in mid-September. So we shall see, okay? But otherwise, that's it. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Libby Navalier.